Hello, is Anika Paul there?
Yes.
Good evening, my name is Chris and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African American.
Thank you. Now, if we know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. Just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
53.
Thank you very much. Now, please rate your level of motivation voting for this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. And generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Would you say very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
Somewhat closely.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
I'll say strong Democrat.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
And would you say you strongly approve or just somewhat?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting better.
Thank you. Now, thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to 2 from the list. We have combating division and racism, improving K-12 public education, school education, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, creating more jobs and raising wages, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, reducing crime, border security, protecting abortion rights, or fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
Racism, I would say, and protecting Social Security.
Thank you very much. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, just let me know. The first we have is Kamala Harris.
100.
Then we have Joe Biden.
100.
Democrats in Congress.
I'll say 90.
Republicans in Congress.
0.
Donald Trump.
0.
Cornel West.
50.
Tim Scott.
0.
Hakeem Jeffries.
100.
Thank you very much. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but what if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Jill Stein, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Democrat Joe Biden and Independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, let me know.
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Yeah.
And would you say what you have seen, read, or heard is a lot, some, or only a little?
I'll say some.
Thank you. And has what you've heard, seen, or read recently about President Biden and his administration make you more or less favorable towards him?
More.
And would you say much more favorable or somewhat more favorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards the Biden administration? In a few words, if you can.
The work he's doing with the economy, how he's working for student loan forgiveness, his views on gun reform and trying to get that passed.
I got the work he's doing with the economy and how he's working for student loans and business, and you said something else at the end?
His plans for gun reform.
And okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Now, what have you recently seen, read, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
I'll say yes.
And would you say it's a lot, some, or only a little?
A little.
Thank you. And has what you read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Less.
And is that somewhat more unfavorable or much more unfavorable?
Much more unfavorable.
Thank you. And what have you seen, read, or heard that makes you less favorable towards Donald Trump?
His plans to become a dictator, his plans to change the tax code to benefit the rich, generally anything he does or says.
Thank you very much. Just a moment. I'm going to have to... you said his plans to becoming a dictator?
Yes.
And then you said about, I'm so sorry, can you please give it to me again?
His plans to change the tax code to benefit the rich?
Oh, to benefit. And you said a third thing?
Anything he says or does.
Anything he says and does. Just a moment, I'm having a bit of trouble over here.
Okay.
I'm so sorry about that.
That's okay.
How's your day, by the way?
It's good, I can't complain.
That's great. Yes, it seems that I will have to reset over here. I'm so sorry about that. But we are almost finished. I don't know if I can call you back in a few minutes.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. I will call you back then.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.